Thank you, Shelo, and thank you then, praise team, for leading us into the presence of the Lord. Amen. So are you blessed today? Amen. So tatlong araw na lang po at matatapos na ang 2024. So kumusta ang inyong ending of the year? No, kumusta ang inyong ending? Meron ba kayong happy ending this year? Talagang happily ever after. Usually whenever we talk about movies, no, we want to hear anong masayang ending, tama? At anong ending nun? They lived happily ever after. No, so kayo ba, do you live happily ever after? That's all we want, no? That's all we desire for life, especially siguro ngayon 2024. Gusto natin ang masayang ending, no? Sa ang mga Pilipino, mga best endings, no? Kung napanood nyo yung Hello, Love, Goodbye. So, ang ending nun ay ano? From Hong Kong to Canada. Tama ba? From Hong Kong to Canada. Okay. Pero yung sumunod na sequel ay Hello, Love, ano yun? Again? Tama? So, I thought, ang ending niya, sabi kong gano'n, mukha, palagay ko itutuloy ito third, ano, mukhang magiging three-part story ito. So I was thinking na ang ending niya would be from Canada to US. No? Pero wise din yung director na tinapos na niya. Tinapos niya. Akala ko merong ano pa eh, Hello, Love Forever. Pero okay na rin yun. No? Top grossing film because of that. They lived happily ever after. Okay. So ngayong taon na ito siguro maganda. Itong tatlong araw na natitira sa inyo, mga kapatid, you sit down and you reflect about the whole 2024. And then maglista po kayo ng mga top lists ninyo. Like, for example, ano mga best accomplishments mo for this year? So, top five. Ano yung mga na-accomplish mo? Okay. Another thing that you can take note of is the top five answered prayers. Ano yung limang matitinding panalangin sinagot ng Panginoon sa'yo? So that's a way of, you know, giving thanks to the Lord and reflecting about His goodness. Sama mo rin sa listahan mo sa top five para magandang ending, no? Yung five most important lessons that you learned from the Lord. Ano yung top most important lessons that you learned from God? Dagdag mo rin dyan, the best insights that you gleaned from a sermon, your devotion, or a book that you read. Maganda kasing isummarize mo yung buong taon, no, with all this lessons learned, insights, and your relationship with the Lord. How do you keep it growing? No? Pwede mo rin isama, siguro, is the challenges with the challenges that you faced and how God has redeemed you. Kasi hindi lang naman puro up this year, maraming down. So the times that you were down and in the darkness, no, how God was able to redeem you from the pit. So, upo ka dyan, at then sulat mo, and then you begin thanking God, and somehow you can summarize what happened in 2024. No, para pagbabalik-balikan mo yung 2024, meron kang masasabi na ito yung namumukod-tangi, or ito yung distinction ng year na ito. No? In one word, how can you describe 2024? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, anong one word mo for 2024? You share that to your neighbor. Kapatid, ang aking one word for 2024 ay... Ako ang aking word for the year is redemption. No, how God has redeemed me, no, from sin, from temptations, from sicknesses, no, from a lot of setbacks, no, and hardships, no. God is our redeemer. Amen. Pwede bang palakpakan natin ang Panginoon for that? So, ngayong umaga na to, we're not just talking about the best endings of a movie or happy endings of any story, but we'll be talking about wise endings. No? Wise endings. Siguro tatanungin nyo, Pastor, bakit po wise endings? Siguro obvious naman. No? After Christmas, we will be celebrating the Feast of Epiphany, kung saan dumalaw yung mga wise men kay Jesus Christ. No? And I think this is the best way to end the year with wise endings. Sabihin natin, wise endings. How do we end the year wisely? Okay, tumayo tayong lahat. Let's read Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. Okay, basahin natin ito. Siguro, alternately, I'll be reading the men will be reading verse 1, then the ladies will be reading verse 2, alternately hanggang verse 12 altogether. Okay? Basahin po natin, all the men in the house, verse 1, and all the women, verse 2. Men, ready, go. Pinanganak si Jesus sa Bethlehem nung panahon na si Herod ang hari sa Judea. May dumating sa Jerusalem na mga wise men na nag-aaral tungkol sa mga stars. Galing sila sa east. Ladies? Three. Nang mabalitaan ito ni King Herod, sobrang nag-worry siya, pati ang buong Jerusalem. Four. Five. Sumagot sila sa Bethlehem po sa Judea, gaya ng sinulat ng prophet. Six. Seven. Pasikretong tinawag ni Herod ang mga wise men at inalam niya sa kanila ang eksaktong oras na lumitaw ang star. Eight. Nine. Pagkarinig nila sa hari, umalis na sila. At yun nga, nakita nila ulit ang star na nakita nila sa east. Nilid sila nung star hanggang sa tumigil yon sa lugar kung nasaan ang bata. Ten. 11. Pumasok sila sa bahay at nakita nila ang bata kasama ang nanay niyang si Mary. Lumuhod sila at sinamba ang bata. Pagkatapos, ibinigay nila sa kanya ang regalo nilang gold, frankincense at myrrh. 12. Lahat tayo? Sa ibang ruta sila dumaan pauwi kasi winarningan sila ng Diyos sa panaginip nila na huwag nang bumalik kay Herod. Pagpalain ng Panginoon ng kanyang salita. Manalangin po tayo. Panginoon, aming sinasubmit ang aming mga buhay sa iyo at gawin mong very discerning ang aming mga kaluluwa at aming mga espiritu, Lord God, to receive from you and to learn from you, even as we end the year wisely. For your glory, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon sa umaga na to. Hallelujah. Praise God. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Maaring tinatanong ninyo, bakit ba sila tinawag na wise men? Wise men. Sa original po, wala pong yung word na wise. Original Greek text, wala po yung word na wise. Ang ginamit po ay magi or magoy. No? Siguro, tinuring silang wise because of their values, because of their knowledge, because of their obedience, their humility, and their courage. Pero explicit mention of the word wise, wala pong binanggit. Sila po, ang tawag sa kanila ay mga mago or magi. Galing po sila sa Media Persia. Malamang yung salitang Magi ay galing sa salitang Median. No, galing po sila sa Mesopotamia. Okay? At hindi po sila, siguro normally when we look at yung Christmas stories sa pamamagitan ng mga Belen, di ba? Nakita mo dyan yung si Jesus nandun sa sabsaban, si Mary, si Joseph, may angel, may mga tupa, may mga pastol, and then merong tatlong hari. Yan ang typical na larawan ng Belen, di ba? Pero sa totoo lang, kung gagawa kayo ng Belen, huwag niyong pagsamasamahin kasi biblically speaking, una, hindi po sila tatlo yung hari. Yung wise men, hindi lang sila tatlo. There were many of them. At pangalawa, hindi rin po sila mga hari. They were philosophers, they were scientists, they were astronomers, wizards, sorcerers. Maaring ganun sila, no? But they are not kings. At hindi po magkakasamang nakita-kita yung mga shepherds sa kayong mga wise men. Kaya pag gagawa po kayo ng Belen sa bahay, nasa ilalim ng Christmas tree, so kumpletuhin nyo doon. Nandun si Jesus, si Joseph, si Mary, nandun yung angel, nandun yung shepherds. Yung Magi, lagay mo doon sa kabilang sulok ng bahay. Kasi they traveled for 2 years. Almost 2 years. Bago sila nakarating doon. At nung dumating sila, wala na sa sabsaban si Jesus. Nasa bahay na sila. But they were still in Bethlehem. So some ano lang po ito, mga trivia na pwede nating ma-enjoy. You know? Very interesting trivia. So they were wise because because of what they know. Sabi nga, they're specialists in medicine. They are highly educated. They are experts in religion, in astronomy, in astrology, divination, and magic. Ito mga wise men na ito. Pero higit sa lahat, they were wise because they were obedient to the Lord and obedient to the voice of the angel. They were humble enough to leave their comfort zone, and they were courageous enough to defy the king, and they were passionate about seeking the Messiah. So these are the qualities of the wise men. Now, how can we be wise like them? So paano tayo magkakaroon ng mga wise endings, no? How can we, as we end the year, how can we have wise endings and be wise like them? Number one, drop everything to seek Him. Drop everything to seek Him. Inasmuch as this wise man dropped everything that they value the most for something that is more valuable and something that matters most to them. Yung bang kapag nagkaroon ng tension and conflict between what is of the Lord and what is of your concern, you will drop your own concern and put priority to what matters most to God. Kasi ganito ang ginawa ng mga wise men. They were highly respected in Medo-Persia. They had their own work. Meron po mga trabaho ito. Meron itong pinagkakaabalahan na mahalagang mga bagay, no? Pero iniwan nilang lahat ito. They traveled from the east, and it was not an easy and joyful ride. Hindi kagaya ngayon, merong train, merong eroplano, merong sementadong mga daan na madali kang magbiyahe. Ang Baguio ay 3 oras na lang. Ang Tagaytay ay 2 oras na lang, o 1.5 hours. Parang ang bilis mong puntahan, di ba? Pero ito, nung panahon nila, they have to sacrifice time, they have to sacrifice money. Kasi very expensive yung travel nung panahon na yon. Very expensive. Malamang kasama nila ang kanilang pamilya, kasama nila ang kanilang mga servants. It was a huge crowd. Kaya nga, the whole Jerusalem were terrified. They were troubled when they saw this huge crowd of people traveling together just to see the King of the Jews. Kaya hindi ho sila tatlo lang na wise men. So madugo, mahirap ang biyahe na ito. Long travels, big entourage, and it was very expensive. But they were willing to do that. No? So they dropped that. They dropped everything that matters to them to give way to God. Hindi lamang yun, no? But they were willing to leave their comfort zone. They were willing to leave their cultural biases to visit a nation that is totally foreign to them, whose culture is totally different from them. So wala silang prejudice or bias na sabihin nila na kaming mga Medo-Persia, we are the kings of the world. We are the world power during that time, probably one of the world powers. Pero wala po silang pagtingin ng paghamak o pangmamaliit sa mga Hudyo. Lalo pangat nung panahon na yon, under ng Roman Empire ang Israel. So you would think na, you know, you can easily despise the Jews. Pwede mong hamak-hamakin at maliitin. Na, ano ba naman mapapala natin dyan? Eh, mga sila nga, wala nga silang sariling kasarinlan bilang mga Hudyo. Ba't pa natin pupuntahan? But no. Hindi na nila inalintana yung cultural differences. No, and they were willing to leave the things that were so familiar to them to explore. Alam nyo, hindi po kayo makakapunta ng 2025 hanggang hindi nyo sinasara ang mga bagay na kailangang isara sa 2024. Hindi mo mararating ang pangarap mo kung ang mga desisyon na yung ginagawa at mga prioridad na yung pinagpapahalagahan ay pareho pa rin ng ginawa mo ng 2024. So, there has to be some endings. There has to be some endings. There has to be something that you should stop doing. Kagaya nito mga wise men na ito, they stopped thinking that they were the best nation in the world. They stopped thinking, no, na living in Medo-Persia is the best. And living your life to the fullest is the best there is. They look for something bigger than themselves. Siguro they were well-traveled. Siguro they were well-accomplished. But there's something missing in their lives. At handa nilang itaya ang lahat just to fulfill that mission. Just to fulfill that cause. And that cause is bigger and larger than their own dreams. And that they're larger than their own comfort. Willing to get out of their comfort zone just to see the Messiah. Amen. Amen po ba? These Magi were also willing to drop their fixed ideas. Yung mga nakaugalian mo na o mga bagay na alam mong madali nang gawin kasi nga lagi mo nang ginagawa. Di ba? Fixed. Nakakahon ang utak. Nakabox. So handa silang lumabas out of the box just to be where God was during that time. Okay. So ano ba yung mga fixed ideas? Minsan nisip mo, hindi na mangyayari yan kasi hindi pa nagagawa yan eh. Wala pa nakakagagawa niyan. Malay mo, ikaw pa lang ang gagawa nun. No? Sometimes because of discouragement, sometimes because of offense, sometimes because of hurt feelings, ill feelings, no? Wala na tayong ganang mag-explore pa at wala na tayong passion na mangarap pa. Kasi nga, wala nang pupuntahan, hanggang dito lang ako eh. No? Hindi na kami lalaki, hindi na kami aasenso, hindi na aangat ang aming buhay, hanggang dito na lang kami. Ang tawag dyan ay aquarium thinking. Na nasanay ka na sa aquarium, Alam mo ba, yung hammerhead shark na lumalaki ng 6 to 8 feet hanggang 10 feet, no? Eh, pwede mong contain sa isang aquarium at 2 inches lang siya at most. So, pwede pala yun. Pating, dapat sana 10 feet, pero 2 inches lang, 3 inches at most. Why? Kasi nabuhay sa aquarium. I think it's about time na to leave the aquarium. You have to drop that fixed mindset of yours so that you can welcome 2025. Amen? Amen ba? So ito, they were wise because they're willing to drop everything. And even their treasures. Yung kanilang mga kayamanan. Ano ba yung mga daladala nitong mga wise men na ito? Ano nga yung tatlong daladala nila? May daladala silang gold. May daladala silang, ano yun? Frankenstein? Frankincense. And then meron silang dalang mira. No, all symbolizing, you know, what the life of the Messiah would be, the Savior would be, hanggang kamatayan, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold symbolizing kingship, frankincense symbolizing, prophecy. Priesthood, frankincense. Incenso yun eh. Incenso, yung mga priest. And then yung myrrh, focusing or symbolizing the role of the prophet. So that's the king, the priest, and the prophet all in one. Eh, prophetic itong gift nitong mga magi na ito. And they were precious and expensive. Iningata nila yan, pinag-ipunan nila yan. At pagdating doon sa harapan ng Messiah, when they celebrated the Christmas, maybe the second Christmas or the third Christmas, kasi second year na nung magkita-kita sila, no? So they were greeting, Merry Christmas! Happy New Year! Diba? During that time. And so they laid down the gifts to the Messiah. Hindi po yung mga magi, nung daladala nila yung mga regalo, at nandun si Jesus Christ, na bata na, hindi ang ginawa nila ay, sige, mag-exchange gift tayo. O sige, Melchor, ikaw ang munito ko. Ha? Gaspar, ikaw ang munito ko. No? Mag-munito-munito tayo. Yeah. Nandun si Jesus and what they did was they exchanged gift to one another. Hindi po ganun ang ginawa nila, mga kapatid. Madalas pag Pasko, ganun ang ginagawa natin. Eh. It's the birthday of Jesus and we're the ones, you know, exchanging gifts. Rather than thinking that, Lord, yun na nga, tanong ko nung nakarang linggo o nung Christmas Day, Lord, ano ba ang wish mo ngayong Pasko? It's His wish because it's His birthday. No? Ang tanong, ano yung willing mong i-drop? Not for any other person, but for the Lord. What are you willing to let go of for Jesus? Just like the wise men. If you're willing to drop that off, willing to let go of that, then I could say, your ending this year will be wise. Meron ba? Meron bang kailangan kang bitawan? Meron bang kailangan kang iwanan? Meron ka bang kailangan isara? Let the Lord speak to us. So pangalawa, bakit wise men? Because they knew whom to connect with. At alam nila kung sino ang dapat na hindi na sila makipag-connect. Okay? So the second point is this. To end this year wisely, you have to distance yourself from toxic links. Toxic links. When you look at this picture, next slide, in this palace court, there were 3 groups of people. The first group were the wise men. The second, the foolish men. And the third, the evil men. Tatlo yan. Yung una, wise men, napag-usapan na natin sila. And we recognize the wisdom that they had. Pag-usapan natin yung dalawa na nandyan sa picture na yan. No? The foolish and the evil men. Sino-sino ba yan? Well, the foolish men were the chief priests and the scribes. Bakit sila foolish? Mga kapatid, they were foolish kasi aral sila sa kautusan, educated sila sa Torah, pag balibalik na rin mo yung Old Testament, kabisado nila, matalino at intelihente ang mga tao na ito, pero wala silang ginawa sa lahat ng alam nila. They know, but they don't do anything. They knew. Alam nila kung saan papanganak yung Messiah sa Bethlehem. Alam nila. Pinatanong ni Haring Herodes, tinanong yung mga chief priests at mga scribes, saan ba ipapanganak yung Messiah? Sabi nila, ito po, ayon sa Micah chapter 5 verse 2, memory verse pa nila yun. Ayon sa Micah 5:2, sa Bethlehem Ephratah, doon ipapanganak yung Messiah. But did they bother going to Jerusalem to view, or to even see the Messiah? No, they didn't. May sumama ba doon sa mga wise men, nag-escort sa kanila ng mga wise men and scribes? No. Bakit ganun? Yan ang malaking problema, no? In the last days, ang sabi ng Panginoong Jesus, knowledge will increase. People will become more intelligent. You know, with the social media and with the internet, the generation Alpha, the generation C and millennials there, more intelligent than any generations ever. But they're also the most emotionally unstable. Not everyone. And the most disconnected. Online, yes. But in person, but not everyone, of course. Okay. But that's the description of that generation. Okay. So we can be foolish, just like the scribes. They know everything, but they didn't do anything about what they know. They, ano ba ito? Is it sheer ignorance? Is it what? Ano ba ito? Apathy? Complacency? Anong taguri mo sa ganito, no? They didn't care. O siguro natapakan yung ego nila na naunahan pa sila ng mga wise men to find out that the Messiah is coming. So dahil ayaw nilang natatapakan ng ego nila because of pride, so they didn't care. Hindi na mahalaga kung ano yan. So may mga tao sa buhay natin, mga kapatid, that they are foolish. They know what is right, but they keep on doing what is wrong. And when they fail, they don't even know how to apologize. They don't even know how to say sorry. They don't even know how to make amends. But they will continue on making excuses. They will continue on defending themselves. They will continue on. Mahirap kasama yung ganitong mga tao, mga kapatid. No? And if you're in this kind of relationship, no, lalo kung may naliligaw sa'yo, o nililigawan mo na mayroong ganitong attitude, no? That's a red flag. Because these people tend to manipulate. Okay. So, ang hirap po nitong situation na ito. Itong mga scribes and chief priests na ito, they are beholden to King Herod. At alam niyo si King Herod, mamaya pag-usapan natin si King Herod, he is a megalomaniac, maniacal leader na talagang obsessed with power, no? At ayaw niya na merong makakahalili siya o magiging successor siya sa throne. Pinapatay niya yung asawa niya, pinapatay niya yung mga anak niya na posibleng maging successor sa throne. Malevolent, evil men, no? Yun na yung pangatlong tao na nandito. But let's go back to the foolish scribes. They are beholden. Kasi nga, dahil hari si Herodes, so, mga favor, alam mo yon, may mga pabor silang nakukuha sa hari. They are connected with the king. At yun ang malungkot dito sa ating bansa sa panahon ngayon, di ba? Merong mga nagtatrabaho na tinataksan mo. Tapos merong sa tupad na pawalis-walis ng 30 minutes, magpipicture pagkatapos ano uwi na, tatanggap ng sweldo, walang tax. Tapos merong akap, galing sa congressman, galing sa senador, galing sa mga konsehal, at galing kung sa kaninong politiko, basta merong kang koneksyon, kahit wala kang trabaho, kahit tatamad-tamad ka, basta may karoon ka lang kakilala, basta konektado ka lang doon sa maimpluwensya at pinuno, then okay ka na. Now, these scribes and chief elders, no? Priests, they are like these people. Walang ginawa kundi sumama sa hari, dumikit sa politiko. Nang sa gano'n na yan, mayroong favor. At dahil walang interest si Herodes na puntahan yung bata, wala rin silang interest. Because what the king values, they also value. So these are foolish people. They're codependent. Codependency is another red flag. Yung bang hindi na mabubuhay kung wala ka. May mga tinatawag na red flags like love bombing. Alam niyo yung love bombing? Love bombing is bubuhusan ka ng lahat ng atensyon, bubuhusan ka ng lahat ng regalo, bubuhusan ka ng lahat ng kahit anong kailangan mo, no, para mangutangang loob ka sa kanya. Para sa susunod, hindi ka makakahindi. Para nang sa ganon, may favor ka sa kanya. That is love bombing. And there are a lot of other red flags, no, toxic environment that you should be wary of. So itong scenario na ito, we see these people, they're foolish. Now tingnan natin yung evil men. The evil man is Herodes. Hindi ho siya Hudyo. He's a Gentile. Pero he became a king. Kasi nga, puppet din ito nung hari, nung mga Cesar. Malapit sa mga Cesar. Kaya wala talaga siyang pakialam. Sino ba tong hari ng mga Hudyo na ito? At kung sakali mang threat ito sa kanyang trono, gagawin niyang lahat to eliminate any possible successor. Any possible threat to his throne. Okay. Red flag, overly controlling and abusive behavior. That's Herodes, egocentric and narcissistic. Egocentric and narcissistic. Bakit? Kasi siya lang ang bida lagi. Siya lang ang tama lagi. And there is dishonesty in chronic lying. Kasi sinikreto pa yung mga wise men. Sige, puntahan nyo, balitaan nyo na lang ako. Pagka nakita nyo na, sasamba rin ako. So there is dishonesty and there's cheating here. At nung nangusap ang anghel doon sa mga wise men para umibakay ng ruta, Huwag na kayo bumalik kay Herodes. Anong nangyari? Nagalit si Herodes. Verse 16, basahin natin, sabi dito, sobrang nagalit si Herod nung na-realize niyang niloko siya ng mga wise men. Kaya ano ginawa niya? Pinapatay niya ang mga batang lalaki na 2 years old pababa sa Bethlehem at sa mga katabing lugar nito. Ayon yun sa time na lumitaw ang star na nalaman niya sa mga wise men. Yeah. So, anger management issue, that's another red flag. If you're in that kind of relationship, that's toxic. Mabuti pang dumistansya sa ganyang klase ng mga relationship. Wala ito sa passage natin, but substance abuse is another red flag. Kaya dapat talaga, sabi nga, sa relationship daw, meron tinatawag na 3-month rule, na masdan at paunawain at obserbahan mo maigi at kilalanin mo for the next 3 months before you even put your whole trust in that person. Kasi lalabas at lalabas ang tunay na kulay. No? Kaya kung merong substance abuse like addict sa alcohol, addict sa anumang droga, or addict sa anumang sa pornography or whatever, no, these are red flags. We have counseled a lot na nagliligawan pa lang, meron ng red flag na nakikita, kaya lang nagbulag-bulagan. Meron ng uncomfortable na mga tension, meron ng mga attitudes na lumalabas na hindi tama, no? Pero iniisip, magbabago din yan pagka nakasal na kami. O kaya ipoproject ko siya, babaguhin ko siya. Kaya lagi kong sinasabi, lalo sa mga magpapakasal, no? What you see is what you get. Take it as it is. Kasi sa totoo lang, ngayon nga, best foot forward pa yan. Pero kung meron kang naramdaman na elemento ng sobrang galit na hindi mapigilan, o kaya sobrang inggit o selos o pagsususpecha o yung o kaya guilt tripping or gaslighting, nakikita mo na yon, hindi ka pwede magbulag-bulagan. Kaya napakahalaga na mayroong counseling. Kailangan mayroong guidance, no? Kasi minsan mayroong bagay na hindi ka nakikita. Kaya lagi ko sinasabi, kapag ka yung boyfriend mo, barumbado, pag nakasal na kayo, times 10. Times 10. Kasi hindi the best foot forward yun. Totoong tao na yung makakasama mo for life. Kaya hindi po totoong love is blind. No? Kapag kaho kayo, nagliligawan pa lang sa mga nagliligawan dito, kasi marami tayong young adults dito. Dapat po, pag nagliligawan kayo, dilat na dilat ang mata ninyo. Hindi pwedeng blind. Mulat na mulat. No? Warts and all, tingnan mo. At kung kaya mong tanggapin, di okay. Pero dapat mulat na mulat ang mata mo. Kaya yung mga long distance relationship, napakahirap niyan. Kasi wala kang opportunity to really know the person. May mga ugali, attitudes, expressions na hindi mo makikita online. Kaya talaga dapat makita mo in person, makasama mo na matagal in person, para mulat na mulat kitang-kita mo. Tanggapin mo na ngayon. Ngayon, pag nakasal na kayo, pikit mo na yung mata mo. Wala ka na magagawa. No? Pikit mo mata mo. Tas kagat labi pa. Kasi pinili mo yan eh. Di ba? Amen ba? Amen ba? Kaya may 3 araw ka pa para i-dispatcha. Kasi kung may mga red flags kang nakikita, no? Kaya lang, once you say yes and once you commit and make a covenant, that's for life. That's loyalty, allegiance, faithfulness for life. Kaya, mga kabataan na nandito, pwede mo makita mga kamay ng mga kabataan na nandito? Yung totoong kabataan, no? We are praying for you. So be careful. Be careful. Mahirap mapasubo sa isang relationship. So yan po yan. So you know, you should know how to distance yourself from this toxic environment and even limiting spaces. No? So sino ba yan? So these wise men, when they recognized that King Herod was a fake, a phony, and when they recognized that King Herod, no, is evil, malevolent, wicked, di na sila bumalik. Tama ba? Ngayon, kung pabor lang ang kailangan mo, babalikan nila. Patronage politics eh. Magpupugay pa rin. Babalik pa rin. Binalaanan ka na ng anghel. Huwag ka nang bumalik. Eh siguro nisip mo, nangungutangan ka ng loob. And for formality's sake, no? Out of respect, balikan natin. Hindi. They obeyed the word of the Lord. They departed. And they chose another road. Umiba sila ng ruta. Hindi na sila bumalik ng Jerusalem. Dumiretso na sila pag-uwi. At ano nangyari? O, lalong lumabas ang kulay ni Haring Herodes. Sa galit niya, pinapatay niya ang mga bata. So, are you going to have a wise ending this year? Okay. That's the second. Pangatlo, why were they wise? Itong mga wise men na ito. Number one, ano ngayon? You drop everything to seek Him. To be wise, pangalawa, you distance yourself from toxic links. Tao man yan or environment man yan, ano, that it's not healthy for you, emotionally, not healthy for you, physically, abusive na yung tao, then you have to distance yourself from that. Okay. Pangatlo, to end wisely this year, you have to develop the discipline of completing. You have to develop that. You have to cultivate that discipline of completing. Ibig sabihin, hindi mo sisimulan ng isang bagay tapos hindi mo tatapusin. Napakahalaga po nito. Itong mga magi na ito, they persevered. They climbed mountains. They trekked rivers. They braved the desert in so much coldness, no, and even in the humidity of the desert. They weathered the storm. And they completed their mission. Hindi mo yan mapapatigil hanggang hindi nakukomplete yung mission. Hindi yung halfway, naisip nila, isang taon na tayo naglalakbay, hindi pa rin natin nakikita, uwi na tayo. O kaya ang sabi ng iba, ang hirap naman ito, may bagyo na, may windstorm, may thunderstorm, may hailstorm, ang daming storm. Baka naman mga palatandaan na lang ng Diyos yan na huwag na tayong tumuloy. Kasi ang daming obstacles. Baka signs yan, no? Sabi ni Lord, stop, umuwi na kayo. But they didn't. They persevered. And not only that they persevered, but they ended well. With all the expensive gifts, precious gifts that they gave to the family, to the first family. Isang disiplina yan, mga kapatid. If you want wise endings, we have to develop that discipline. Yung never say die spirit na hindi ko ihinto ito hanggang hindi ko natatapos. There may be some tasks that you can finish within 3 days, But there may be some mission that you need to complete even beyond 2025. Parang mahalaga, kapatid, maliwanag sa'yo kung ano yung mission na pinapagawa ng Panginoon sa'yo. What is your specific task? What is the work? When we are reading the Gospel of John, paulit-ulit na binabanggit, the works of God, the works of God, the works of God. Diba? The works of God validate my being a Messiah, sabi ni Jesus Christ. If you don't believe my words, then believe the works. Sabi ni John, these works validate the sonship of Jesus Christ, being the Son of God. The works, the works, the works. And in the end, anong sabi ni Jesus Christ in verse 4? I have brought glory to you, my Father, on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. Well, that's how you glorify God. You have an assignment. You have a task. And you complete that. Yun ang sabi ni Jesus Christ sa kanyang Ama doon sa hardin ng Getsemani. I have completed the task. I have finished the task. Ano yun? Of preparing your children, your disciples. Yes, they will fail, but I have prepared them well. And He prayed for them that they may be one in spirit and in truth. John chapter 17. So yun po, mga kapatid. Let us be like the wise men na they are relentless. They are persevering. And they will do anything, no matter how costly it is, no matter how difficult it is, no matter how hard it is, but they will do it. Kasi it's a commitment. It's a passion. It's a mission. Okay. Huwag tayo magsasabi na, late na tayo, huwag na tayong tumuloy. O kaya, di ba? Kasi 2 years eh, di ba? Pinanganak si Jesus, lumabas yung star. Naglakbay sila. Late na sila sa first Christmas. Siguro second Christmas. Late din sila second Christmas. Pero did that stop them? By saying na, huwag na lang tayong tumuloy. Total, late na tayo eh. Oh, yung Jerusalem. They were not welcome in Jerusalem. Why? Because the whole city felt, they trembled. They were troubled. Kasi nga nag-aalala sila doon sa hari nila na narcissistic. Baka kung anong gawin. So kung pwede lang na itaboy itong mga wise men na ito, magsilayas na kayo kung pwede lang, gagawin nila. Kasi nga kilala nila yung hari nila eh. They were not welcome. Pwede nilang sabihin na wag na tayong tumuloy. Umuwi na lang tayo. Bakit? Di naman tayo welcome dyan. No? Di tayo welcome dyan. O kaya nung unti-unti nang nauubos yung pondo nila, sabihin natin, umuwi na tayo. Bakit? Kulang na tayo sa fund. But they did everything. Spend anything. No? Why? Because they're consumed with one passion. To seek the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. To worship the Messiah. That's their passion. To see the Savior of the world, not just the King of the Jews. Kasi naniniwala sila, tagapagligtas ito, hindi lang ng mga Hudyo, kundi ng buong mundo kasama sila. See how global the mission of Jesus is. Hindi lang pang-atin ito, mga kapatid. Can we be consumed with the same passion? Let's get rid of laziness. You know, one reason why we do not end well, because of laziness. Because of complacency. Because of apathy. Walang ka-concern-concern. Walang malasakit. Walang apoy sa puso. Walang alab. Walang... May we have the same passion for that cause. Alam niyo kung bakit natalo ang Amerika ay well-equipped, punong-puno ng mga military armaments, napakaraming eroplano, napakaraming barko, napakaraming sundalo, pero bakit natalo sa Vietnam? Bakit natalo sa Vietnam ang Amerika? Because US had a vision. They want to conquer Vietnam. But the Vietnamese people, they had a cause. They're fighting for their lives. U.S. was fighting what? To be known. To be in power. Yun lang. Pero it's not a matter of life and death. Naubos ang kayamanan ng Amerika because of that. But hindi mo mapatay-patay yung mga Vietnamese. Because they have passion, they have a cause that they're willing to die for this cause. You know, people will not die for a vision, but they will die for a cause. And these wise men, they were wise because they knew what the cause was, something worthy of their time, their lives, everything that they've got. That's something beyond their own dreams and ambitions. May we be wise like this wise men. Amen? Amen po? So ano yung tatlong gagawin natin for the next 3 days? Drop everything to seek Him. Evaluate mo itong taon na ito. Sipin mo lang kapatid. Nung nagkaroon ng tension, ng conflict between what is valuable to you and what is valuable to God, sino pinili mo? San ka pumihit? You have to confess. Lord, so sorry. Because I put premium on what matters to me more than what matters to you. Kung hindi mo nagawa, you just apologize to God and say, Lord, I will do better next year. I will know what my mission is and I will put it first. I will drop everything for you. Pangalawa, you have to distance yourself from toxic links. So be aware and be sensitive. No? There are people who are with you but they're not necessarily for you. Kasama mo, but they're not really for you. Be very discerning. Hindi naman sa aawayin natin ang mga tao na ito. But you can love people from a distance. No? Mahalin mo na sila from a distance. Amen? Okay? And panghuli is that you develop the discipline of completing. So is there anything that you have to let go of? Is there anyone that you need to distance from? And is there any discipline that you need so you can complete the task? Okay. I pray that that would really, really help us end the year wisely. And in conclusion, let me just tell you a story. It's a legend. Hindi po ito totoo. Maaring totoo. Pero it's a legend. Pero it's a popular legend. No? Ito po ay tungkol kay Artaban. Have you heard of Artaban? Actually, this is the first time I heard of Artaban. Isa lamang po itong alamat. Siya po yung tinatawag na the fourth wise man. Have you heard of that? The fourth wise man? Kala ko tatlo lang. Apat pala. Oo. So si Artaban daw ay kasama ni Melchor, ni Gaspar, at saka sino isa? Huh? Melchor, Gaspar, Baltasar. Oh, hindi yung Tito Vic and Joey, ha? Melchor. Melchor, Gaspar, and Baltasar. Meron daw pang-apat. Altabar. So meron daw silang tipanan at they will embark on this once-in-a-lifetime pursuit and a journey of a lifetime to see the Savior of the world. Meron po silang takdang panahon at takdang lugar na pagtitipanan. Nagmamadali itong si Artaban sapagkat alam niyang eksakto itong tatlo na to pag umalis. No, kaya lang, along the way, bago siya makarating doon sa kanilang tipanan, meron po siyang nadatna na isang matanda na dehydrated, nakahandusay sa daan, sa disyerto. Iniisip niya anong gagawin niya, malilate siya o tutulungan niya ito. So ginawa niya po ay bumaba na lang po siya, tinulungan niya, At alam niya mali-late siya. But nevertheless, sabi niya ganun, kahit na mali-late ako, pumunta pa rin siya. Pagdating niya sa tipanan, wala na yung tatlo. Again, this is a legend. Wala na yung tatlo. So nasiphayo siya. Sabi niya, anong gagawin ko? No? Magastos ang pagpunta doon. No? Kailangan ko ng mga alalay, kailangan ko ng kamelyo, kailangan ko ng ganito at ganire. Meron po siyang tatlong regalo para sa Mesaya. Isang sapphire, isang ruby, isang pearl. Yun ang iahandog niya doon sa Mesaya. Pero dahil wala na yung mga kaibigan niya at wala rin siyang pondo to spend, no, for the trip. Yung pong sapphire niya, binenta niya para makabili ng kamelyo at makapag-rent ng mga tao na aalalay sa kanya sa mahaba-habang paglalakbay. Sila po yung naglakbay, dere-derecho. And it took a while bago siya makarating dun sa kanilang lugar. Kasi nga, 2 years nga yung tatlo, di ba? Siya, na-late din. Pagdating niya ngayon dun sa Bethlehem, wala na ho yung Messiah. Nakaalis na. Wala na rin yung mga kaibigan niya. Wala na rin si Jesus. Sabi niya, parang walang saysay naman yung aking paglalakbay. Pero nanirahan siya sandali doon sa lugar na yon at napamahal siya sa isang pamilya na nandun na merong anak na mga 1.5 years old. Sabay dating ng mga sundalo. Sa utos ni Haring Herodes, papatayin ang mga batang 2 years old and below. Eh dahil mahal niya yung pamilya, papasok na yung sundalo sa bahay, hinarangan niya. At ang ginawa niya, kinausap niya yung sundalo, ibibigay ko sa iyo yung aking ruby. Very precious. Huwag ka nalang pumasok ng bahay. Binigay niya yung ruby. Sabi niya, paano na kaya? Nawala na yung sapphire ko para kay Jesus sa tagapagligtas. Nawala na yung ruby ko. Ano pa ang maihahandog ko kapag nakita ko yung Savior of the world? At siya po'y nagpalakbay-lakbay, seeking the Messiah, looking for the Messiah. And for 30 years, 30 plus years, he sought. Pero hindi niya mapahagilap kung nasaan. Kasi wala namang nagsabi na pumunta ng Egypt. Wala namang nagsabi na pagkatapos ng Egypt, pumunta ng Nazareth at doon tumira. So hindi niya alam. Siya nagpaikot-ikot. Hanggang noong sakto naman, noong 33 AD, approximately that range of date, no, napunta po siya ng Jerusalem at nakakagulo ang mga tao. No, nakakagulo ang mga tao. At nakinig siya sa mga usap-usapan at nung binabalita sa kanya kung sino ipapako sa krus, nahiwatigan niya na ito yung tagapagligtas na kanyang hinahanap. Ito yung tagapagligtas na kanyang hinahanap. At yung daladala niyang perlas, so nung panahon na yun, so precious, the pearl of great price, iniisip niya, gagamitin niya ito, itong perlas na ito, to purchase the Savior para hindi mapako sa krus. Ibabayad niya sa mga sundalo para hindi mapako si Jesus sa krus. No. Kaya alam po, patungo pa lang siya dun sa Calvary, no, meron isang batang humihingi ng tulong. Sabi na doon na yung creditor ng kanyang mga magulang, no, kinukuha ang lahat sa kanila at kung hindi magbabayad ng utang, siya'y magiging alipin itong batang babae na ito. Nagdalang habag po siya, iniisip niya, paano ito, itong perlas sa aking tagapagligtas o sa batang ito? Ah, pero dahil dala ng pangangailangan ng bata, ibinigay niya. Para wag lang maging alipin. At sakto naman, nung nagkaroon ng lindol, naalala niyo na pinako si Jesus sa krus, sumigaw siya, it is finished, nagkaroon ng lindol. Meron pong isang tipak ng bato na tumama, bumagsak at tumama sa kanyang ulo. At siya po'y nasugatan. At siya po'y inalalayan ng bata na kanyang tinulungan. Sabi niya, Panginoon, wag muna akong hayaang mamatay. Wag muna, Lord, bakit? Kasi hindi pa kita nakikita. Panginoon, hindi pa kita napaglilingkuran. Panginoon, hindi pa kita nadadamitan man lang, napapakain man lang, hindi pa kita nadadalaw, hindi pa kita naaaruga, hindi pa kita napagsisilbihan. Wag muna ako mamatay. No. But right at that moment, an angel appeared to him at ang sabi sa kanya, huwag kang mag-alala. Kasi ang mga ginawa mo sa mga maliliit na mga taong ito ay parang ginawa mo na rin sa tagapagligtas. What you have done to the least of this is as if you have done it to the Messiah, to the Lord. And then he died. And when he reached heaven, he said, well done, good and faithful servant. That's just a legend, a good story. But it's a story for all of us na to be relentless and to be persevering kung anong nilagay ng Panginoon sa puso natin. And in the end, no, before the Lord, as we face Him, the best words that we will be hearing, no, is not, well said, good and faithful servant, but well done. I hope that we end this year and we hear the words from the lips of the Lord, our Master Jesus Christ, telling you, anak, 2024, well done. Amen.